The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Here comes Treadle to the left side of the key for the elbow back up Shundoff. They sag off her. They don't expect her to shoot that long one. Now Schmatter, she's going to take it in, put it up, in and draw the foul. Tying the ball game.
Tonight, the girls' postseason tips off in Holdridge with the C-110 Sub-District Semifinals. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Boucher, right side of the key, holds the ball above her head. There's that skip pass again, getting it over to Stewart. Up top, they'll go to Polk. To the left elbow, Peters. Peters to Stewart on the baseline, starts to drive, bounces it through to Luer. Luer catches it, shoots it, scores. That's a nice assist for Ainsley Stewart, and Ellie Luer now has 11 points in the ball game.
For the first time in over a decade, this sub-district will not have a top 10 team as Kearney Catholic faces Minden and Wood River is battling Gibbon. It's the C-110 sub-district tournament coming up next, but for Senior Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Holdridge with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda right after his word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Holdridge for game number two of tonight's C-110 Sub-District Girls Semifinals as the Wood River Lady Eagles take on the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. With our producer-engineer Grace Clark, Doug Duda along with you, the winner will take on Kearney Catholic Thursday night. But as we talked about earlier in the season and earlier tonight, that is not as daunting a task as it has been maybe for the last decade. Both Gibbon and Wood River much improved this year. Kearney Catholic winning tonight over Minden 51-31 to get to 13-10 on the year. But they were just 2-7 in their last nine, so 3-7 now in their last 10. Gibbon has not played Kearney Catholic this year. Wood River had trouble with the press when they played him just after January and fell in that game. But that's not what they have to worry about right now. What they have to worry about is getting by this game. In their regular season meeting, these Lou Platte Conference foes, we saw the game, had the game for you here on Classic Hits on a Saturday afternoon in December, and it was Wood River winning that ball game by a score of 55-40. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Hi, this is Ron Hirsch with Town & Country Bank in Kearney. Years ago, Dad gave me some good advice. Go to a doctor you trust for medical care, go to an attorney you trust for legal advice, and build your bank relationship on a foundation of trust. Since 1905, Town & Country Bank has served its customers with honesty, simplicity, and soundness. That's the foundation of trust and the way banking should be. I invite you to do your banking at Town & Country Bank with branches in Kearney, Ravenna, Pleasanton, and Litchfield. Member FDIC.
Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Wood River is the 2C, but they are the visitor on the scoreboard. They'll go with number 11, a 5'8" freshman, Boston Boucher. Number 12, a 5'7" freshman, Kiernan Polk. Number 20, a 5'3" senior, Kylie Condor. Number 33, a 5'7" senior, Mackenzie Peters. And the leading scorer at just about 14 points a game is number 42, a 5'9" senior, Ellie Luer. The head coach is Phil Smith, assisted by Amber Wodachewski and Lori Peters. They come in with a record of 13-9 on the season, but have dropped three of their last four games against Ord, Centura, and Donovan Trumbull. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 10 is a 5'8" senior, Ellie Snell. Number 12, a 5'5" senior, Miranda Smith. Number 13, a 5'8" senior, Cheyenne Ellis. Number 21, 5'8", senior Parker Kenton. And number 32, a 5'7", senior Sydney Kroll. Snell is the leading scorer on this team at just over 12 points a game. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Jim Martinson, assisted by Chelsea Jacobitz, Leon Stahl, and Haley Hartman. Gibbon had their four-game losing streak snapped in their last game out last week when they beat Minden, and they are now 10-11 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Back with more in a moment.
Where else can you get so much great food for an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they have prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there. Like their famous prime rib. It's the best prime rib west of Wall Street, and it's right in your backyard. And what about their huge, jumbo, hand-breaded shrimp? The freshest salad and fruit bars around. Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be part of great family, food, and tradition.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And we want to congratulate those members of our area schools that have made it and going to play in the 60th annual Shrine Bowl in Kearney this June. The rosters were announced today. Wyatt Key of Gibbon has been selected. Kearney Catholic's Matt Masker and Brett Kaiser. Kearney High's Isaiah Stallbird and Nathan Murray will all be members of the South team. So congratulations to those young men along with Cal Narber of Aurora and right here from Holdridge in Bronson Titus. On the North team, Brian Covarrubias and Colton Keiser of Grand Island are on the team. And of course, congratulations to all those that will be competing in the state wrestling tournament, which we have complete coverage of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. B and C, which all these schools are participating in the Class C tournament, get underway Thursday morning at 9:30. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, or New Tech Seed dealer near you. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Gibbon, Wood River, girls C110 sub-district semifinal will tip off right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Don't forget the Husker men are home tonight taking on Maryland. They've reached halftime. It's Maryland 32, Nebraska 30. And that game is on the breeze, 94.5. Gibbon will be the home team with their white uniforms with blue trim. And for Wood River, they'll be wearing the dark traveling uniforms, mostly black with purple and the white trim. It'll be Lure jumping center for Wood River. They'll go from left to right. Gibbon will send Snell in there for the Buffaloes. They'll go from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. The ball is in the air, and Wood River will control the opening tip, and they are trying to advance on. These teams have not had a whole lot of luck advancing on out of the sub-districts. Usually one of them drew Minden and one of them drew Kearney Catholic. Well, somebody is going to get a win here in the postseason and have a chance on Thursday as the ball is tied up inside kind of violently as Parker Kenton was able to tie up Kylie Codner. And because that is the first possession of the game, that's an easy one, given basketball on the alternating possession. Our postseason basketball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Wood River really likes to zone it up. Really doesn't matter who they play. That's what they like to do. We'll see if Gibbon can hit some outside shots. Snell will take a three-pointer to start the basketball game. It is no good. And the rebound will come down to Mackenzie Peters. And we are underway. Fast break up ahead to Boucher. Boucher attacks, lays it up and in, and draws the foul. Boston will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Boucher's been averaging in double figures most of the season. And the foul will be on Cheyenne Ellis. So Boucher and Polk are the freshmen that are in the starting lineup here for Wood River for for Gibbon. They go with five seniors. Second, the free throw is up. It is no good. That it's kicked around. It goes off the foot of a Buffalo and out of bounds. So Wood River, not only do they get the two-point bucket, they're going to keep the possession and have a chance at another one here. So they'll throw it in from the baseline and have to lop it out to Boucher. It was a little underthrown, almost stolen away there by Miranda Smith. Get it down low to Peters. Peters on the right block, powers it up and in. So on one trip down the floor, Wood River gets two buckets, and it's 4-0 Eagles a minute into our sub-district semifinal here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, as they try to get it. Snell into the corner to Ellis. Ellis back out top for a three-pointer. Kenton, it's too strong, no good. Rebound into the corner will be run down by Boston Boucher. Gibbon will hustle back as Boucher brings it down the center of the floor. Starts to the right with the dribble. Looks for a ball screen. Nothing there. So she'll reverse it over on the left wing to Kylie Codner. Codner up top to Peters. Not a threat from that spot. Overload to the left side. Ball's on the right wing with Polk. They cut through Luer. Steps through the double team. The layup is good. Ellie Luer using that curl screen, and we're already going to get a timeout here by Gibbon. 90 seconds into the basketball game, and Wood River has got themselves a 6-0 lead. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Doug Duda back with you here in our Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at Holdridge. Good start here for Wood River. Jump out to a 6-0 lead. Zone trap on. Gibbons able to handle that. Kenton gets it up to the top of the key to Miranda Smith. On the left wing, they'll dump it down there to Kroll. Trying to dump it inside. And a blocking foul called as Ellis was going for the basketball. And that's going to be on Mackenzie Peters. First foul on Wood River. Good. Kearney Catholic won the first game of the night. 51-31. They're up by as many as 28 in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass, boy, right open underneath, and Snell missed it. She was wide open on the block that she turned and was farther away than she thought she actually was. Peters gets the rebound, and Wood River brings it up the floor and throws it away. First turnover of the game. Blue Hill was an easier winner over Shelton tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic is currently taking care of Central City on the other side of this district. We'll talk more about that coming up at the half. Top of the key with it, Miranda Smith, extending that 2-3 zone, really trying to trap the ball. Smith now works it over on the left wing to Kroll. Kroll with Luer on her, one dribble, and hands it off there, still in the left-hand corner for Kenton. Back to Kroll on the low block, cut off by Peters, trying to drive by her. Now she's doubled, then she brings the ball down around the hip. That's a no-no. The ball knocked away. They're still letting them fight for it. It's still loose on the ground. Kroll picks it up, and as she's falling down, throws it towards the hoop. It's no good, and the rebound brought down by Ellie Luer. Luer, her average is a double-double because she's also there in the rebounding total. Boucher looks at a three, but she's covered. Skip pass over the top of the right wing to Paul. Gets it down low to Luer, who doesn't like what she has. They'll kick it to Peters and back out of the wing. Top of the circle. Good ball movement here. Codner. Skip it over to Boucher. Wants her three, and it's in and out. No good that time. Rebound bouncing around off two or three sets of hands, and Codner will grab it here for the Eagles. On the right wing, another three on the way from Paul. This time, the freshman will knock it through, and it is 9-0 in favor of Wood River here with 4:50 to go in the first quarter of play. Up the floor with it for the Buffaloes. Outlet pass, Snell gets it inside, dribbles into a double team. The ball gets deflected into the hands of Kroll. She comes in, has it blocked away from behind by Ellie Luer, but it runs down into the corner. They'll pick it up, Gibbon, then trying to step through the double team. Boy, Gibbon is trying to force their way through openings that are not there. And they get a foul called on Kylie Codner. So Gibbon, against some teams, I'm sure they're able to get through that lane and get through the paint, but not a couple of times here. Peters is going to check out, and in for Wood River is going to be Jocelyn Rauert, the junior. Inbounds pass comes on the left wing to Kroll. Again, doubled. Got to keep that ball up around the shoulders, and it's knocked away again out of bounds. Gibbon, it's actually their first turnover, but the ball has been batted away so many times they haven't got a whole lot of good looks. 4.5 to go in the first quarter, and Wood River has already jumped out to a 9-0 lead here over the Buffaloes in our C-110 sub-district. Polk on the right side of the key skips it over to Boucher. On the block, Luer tries to turn into the double team and loses the basketball away. Fast break, pull up, Snell doesn't like it, gets it down on the low block to Kenton. Back up top, One dribble that takes away an open three. Now over to Kenton, who pops out right wing, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Kylie Condor, and that is her second. And so Coach Smith will go to the bench here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Ainsley Stewart will check in. So it took a long time for Minden to get on the board against Kearney Catholic, and Gibbons taking some time to get on the board here. Long inbounds pass to Ellis. In the paint, turnaround jumper, Cheyenne up and in. And Gibbons now is on the board midway through quarter number one, and the Eagles will hustle it up the floor. Outlet pass to Stewart. Back out top, they'll go to Polk. Over on the right side of the key this time is where Boucher will be. High post, they'll find Rauer, and they strip it away from behind. Turnover number three for Wood River. Up the floor, Kroll, ball gets tipped. She's going to lose it out of bounds. It will be turnover number two for Gibbon. And the Buffaloes will bring in Bailey Rockefeller and also checking in Bree Bailey. So Rockefeller, Bailey, Kenton, along with Snell and Smith on the floor defensively here for Gibbon, also playing a 2-3 zone. Eagles will get it over to Boucher. Top of the key, she'll reverse it to Polk. Over on the wing to Stewart. Trying to force it inside. And the ball knocked away, but Luer gets it. Back cut, there's Boucher. Open on the right wing, she'll drive it and score. So after that ball got batted away, Gibbons' defense was out of sorts, and Wood River made him pay. 11-2 Eagles, 3:10 to go here, first quarter. Good ball movement here by the Buffaloes. Up top, they'll go Smith on the wing to Snell. Got to find a way to get Ellie Snell going here. She'll start to drive, but against that zone, nowhere to go. Pulls up for three in the right-hand corner. It's off the elbow, off the heel, excuse me, and then it goes out of bounds to Wood River. Winners play Thursday against Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock. Friday, wrestling live semifinals. And, of course, updates all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Again, Wood River trying to force it in the paint. Boy, both teams are really trying to force the issue here. Turnover number four, up the floor, trying to drive the right baseline. Throwing it up on the run is Smith. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Jocelyn Rauert. Waits for the defender to clear out and gets it up to Boucher. Boucher into the paint. No one really stops her until she gets right there, and Parker Kenton will knock it away. And as Kenton brings it up the floor, she's going to be fouled by Ainsley Stewart of the Eagles. Now coming in for Wood River, we'll see Bailey Codner, another freshman for Coach Smith, and returning Mackenzie Peters. 11-2 Wood River, 2:25 to go here in quarter number one. Walking the ball up the floor for the Buffaloes into that 2-3 zone will be Smith to Snell, trying to lob it into Kenton. She's doubled. It's an easy steal here for Wood River. Ellie Luer will get it. And then the ball deflected out of bounds. Ellis is coming back in for Gibbon. Just not a lot of flow here the last couple of minutes. Wood River got off to a good start, hit a couple of buckets, but boy, a lot of pass deflections, a few turnovers here. And let's see who will get a little stretch of offense going. Wood River with a nice 9-point lead here in the first quarter. Bounce pass into Peters on the left block. Turnaround jumper off the glass and in. McKenzie just able to get posted up real low on the block. And it is an 11-point lead here for Wood River. They beat Gibbon back in December 55-40. But can the Buffaloes find a way to hang around here? Sydney Kroll, high post. They'll get it to Bailey. Back over to Kroll for the three. Going to come up short. Long rebound. Comes out to Boucher. Boston wants to run with it. Two on one. Gives it off the last moment to Codner, and she can't handle it. Might have been a little behind her, and it's picked up there by Cheyenne Ellis. Fifth turnover for Wood River. Up the floor, they'll go to Kroll. Kroll has it stripped away. And now holding on to it and settling things down is Ainsley Stewart. She'll bring it to the top of the circle. Dribbles it off her foot. Turnover by Wood River, picked up by Gibbon. Down with the left-hand layup, and finishing is going to be Miranda Smith. So Gibbon finally got a chance to get a transition look, and they're able to finish. 13-4 Wood River, 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Condor, top of the circle, swings it over to Boucher, spread it out a little bit here. The 2-3 zone is high, so they'll try to throw over it and overthrow Ellie Luer. And Wood River is pretty simple. They're either scoring or they're turning it over. That's number seven in the turnover department. Now Sydney Huxtable will check back in with Kiernan Polk. So that's about 10 different players we've seen in the game already for the Eagles. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A 13-4 lead here for Wood River. It is the season of the Eagles. Can they make something magic happen? Bounce pass into the right-hand corner to Kroll. Kroll back up top, working around the perimeter here, and Lure thought she could step in and get a steal and ran up the top of Bailey Rockefeller out at the three-point line. That'll be the first foul on Ellie Lure. And if Wood River wants to dream, Grand Island Central Catholic, we said the number one seed on the other side, they played him to a seven-point game last month, so maybe. With it on the right wing is Kroll, double team, bounce pass out top is tipped, and it went into the back court. They say maybe it wasn't tipped. It's going to be an over and back. So in this first quarter, we've had 12 turnovers, 5 on Gibbon and 7 on Wood River, and Boston Boucher will re-enter for the Eagles with 21 seconds here, presumably the last possession of the first quarter of play. Inbound to Polk, dribbles right to the top of the key, bounce pass over on the left wing to Huxtable, back up to Polk, then there's a collision. They have to call the blocking foul on Gibbon, and they do. Bailey Rockefeller, her first, and the second team foul on the Buffaloes. Now 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Boucher will throw it in front of the scorer's table. Looking for Polk, and then dropping it into the backcourt to Huxtable. Sydney brings it across, and her bounce pass is stolen away. The steal is made by Rockefeller. Rockefeller trying to hustle up the floor. Then she has it picked back by Huxtable with 4 seconds to go. Hits it to Boucher. A running three at the horn is no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play of the girls' C-110 Subdistrict Semifinals. The 2-seed Wood River leading the 3-seed Gibbon after 1-13-4 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray and bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown. Kearney for a free estimate.
Welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here from Holdridge. Big thank you to Athletic Director Scott Shulman as we bring you the C1 Subdistrict Girls Tournament. Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair when you need us. We'll be there. Second quarter begins with Wood River basketball. Driving right baseline is going to be Ainsley Stewart. Stewart runs into a fender, but still gets it up and in. So Ainsley with her first bucket. She's the fifth different Eagle to score. And it is 15-4 now. Wood River with the lead. Gibbon trying to find a way to get something going. I did not have the Buffaloes with a single rebound in the first quarter. We told you the Eagles were either scoring or turning it over, and that shows you that they didn't miss many shots because no boards for Gibbon. We do get a reach-in foul here called on Sydney Huxtable. Her first sixth team foul, so Wood River's got to not be quite as handsy here. They don't want to give Gibbon opportunities. And now picking the pass off the top of the key is Ainsley Stewart. She's off to the races, but closing and blocking it out of bounds will be Miranda Smith. So Smith, who the initial pass was intended for, was off to the races as soon as she picked it off. And Wood River will get it underneath their own hoop. Boucher throws it to the right elbow to Polk in the corner. Open 18-footer is on the way and good for Ainsley Stewart. So Stewart has the first two buckets of this second quarter of play, 17-4. Wood River. Again, when they hold onto the ball, they're looking really good. Kenton gives it off to Smith against the 2-3 zone. Back to Kenton up between the circles. Tries to get into the paint, does, turn around jumper, hits the front of the rim that time, and Boucher will get the miss of the rebound of the Cheyenne Ellis miss, and up come the Eagles, but they didn't know that there was somebody behind him to have it tipped and taken away. Turnover number 9 for Wood River, and Smith brings it up, crossover dribble, left elbow, bounce passes behind Kroll, she'll go and get it, now she's trapped in the corner, steps through and gets it out to Smith, to the free throw line, out to Kenton, Parker ball fake, Just can't get an open look. Now Kenton will put up a 15-footer. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Kieran Polk gets the rebound. And here come the Eagles. Polk up ahead on the left wing. Stopping. Looking. Huxtable back out top to Kieran. High post to Boucher. Lures on the bench getting a breather right now. Kieran Polk for three. It's good. The second three-pointer for Kieran. And Wood River is in danger of running away with this one. 6 minutes to go in the first half, and they are out to a 20-4 lead. Trying to post up. Gibbon gets it into Kenton. Double team. Somebody's got to be open. That somebody is Snell for the three. It just won't go. They're 0-5 from the outside. Long rebound comes out to Huxtable, and then she throws it to her teammate standing on the bench. Lure was getting ready to check in. That might have confused her a little bit. And out of bounds it went. So very good start here for our Wood River Eagle fans. Gibbon now just needs to find a way to get something going from the outside. Three-pointer Smith, it's no good. Long rebound, and it is going to be Ellis to grab it. That's the first board out for another three. Snell, no good. Ball off a foot and out of bounds. This is looking a lot like our first game where Minden relied on the three and couldn't hit any, and that's what happens to Gibbon right now. They're 0 of 7 from three-point land. And Jocelyn Rauert will check in. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have the first half stats. We'll look back at Game 1 as Kearney Catholic beat Minden 51-31 and take a look at some of the other sub-districts. The boys' pairings came out today as well. Kearney Catholic will play Wood River. Gibbon will play Minden. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good from Boucher. She gets the rebound underneath to Stewart, who hands it off to Rauert, whose shot is no good because she is fouled. And Jocelyn will go to the line to shoot two. Just the third foul of the game on Gibbon, and it is the first on Sydney Kroll. So Rauert looking for her first point, and the junior will get it on her first free throw. Six different players have scored, and Wood River trying to put this thing away by halftime. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Rauert hits them both. 22-4, a 9-0 start to the first quarter, a 9-0 start to the second quarter for Wood River. On the right wing, Snell just not getting any screens on this zone. Kent really trying to work down low on Lure. They'll go to the high post to Ellis, bounce pass right wing to Snell. Kenton and Lure having a battle down low. Up top, Smith. Deep three on the way, Snell. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stewart. And here come the Eagles, 5-on-4. Outlet pass, making the pick. And heading the other way is Elizabeth Snell. Snell, 2-on-2, leans with the body, and it will not go. Rebound on the run the other way. Rauert, it's a 3-on-2 up ahead. Snell, jump stop, up and in. That is actually just the second bucket of the game for Ellie Lure, and it's a 20-point cushion here for Wood River, and Gibbon has yet to call a timeout here in this quarter, and they throw it away as Boucher makes the interception at the high post. That brings Coach Martinson off the bench. He's going to be subbing. He might just sub all five. On the left wing, Polk, it looks like that's what he's going to do. They get it down to Lure, backs her way in, off the glass. It is up, and it is in. Back-to-back buckets for Ellie Lure. And midway through this second quarter, Wood River is ready to make plans for Thursday as they try to force it inside. Ellis can't handle it. Gibbon's ninth turnover. And the Eagles will bring it across the timeline. Polk on the right wing to Boucher. They can run about anything they want right now. Coach Smith calls out the play. Polk picks her dribble up between the circles, has to lob it all the way into the corner to Boucher, who gives it right back out to Kiernan. Right-hand dribble. Over on the wing, gets it to Huxtable. Gets it to Stewart. Stewart starting to drive the baseline, and out of bounds it goes. So outside of the turnovers, and we've said this about five times already, Wood River can't be stopped, and here comes a whole host of players, as we told you. Coach Martinson's clearing the bench. Ariel Gomez, Bailey Rockefeller. Also coming in is Morgan Watkins-Meyer. You've got Bree Bailey and Brianna Cranow. And they're going to try and find a way to get some offense going here. But as they dribble into the paint, they lose it away. And picking up the loose basketball is Bailey Codner, who checked in along with those five from Gibbon. Codner, right side of the key, thought about a three, picks her dribble up, trying to look inside for Rauert, but she's covered. Up top Holding the basketball now will be Boucher. Back over on the wing to Connor. This time they get it to Rowert, but she's got all four players from five for a minute, but then four from Gibbon surrounded her, and taking it away will be Bree Bailey. Into the front court come the Gibbon Buffaloes. Haven't scored in the second quarter, and we're down to 2:35, and they just keep turning it over. Another steal made. Up ahead, going in with a left-hand layup, and finishing is Boston Boucher. 6 points now for Boucher, and the lead just continues to grow, and Gibbon continues to throw the basketball away. We are going to get a jump here at least, and the arrow will point the way of the Buffaloes, so they'll hang on to the basketball. But boy, sure didn't see this coming. Gibbon just can't do anything offensively. And it will be Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to lob it in. They do. They get it into the paint. The 8-footer is on the way. No good by Cranow. We get another jump ball. This time the arrow points the way of Wood River as Watkins-Meyer was tied up with Polk. They actually got a good look on the inbounds play there to Cranow, just couldn't make the bucket. And hustling up the floor with it will be the Eagles. Kylie Codner over the left wing to Bailey Codner. Inside, turnaround jumper lure, too strong, no good. Rebound Ariel Gomez. Gomez tries to bring the ball up the floor here on Codner. Codner pestering her, but Gomez gets it into the front court. Bounce pass into Cranow. Cranow is going to be tied up again. Arrow points the way of Gibbon. And so to throw it in will be Bree Bailey. 28-4 in favor of Wood River. Inbounds pass comes to the corner to Rockefeller. Can't get a three away. Hands it off there to Bailey. Bailey throws it up top. Gomez will try the three. It's off the mark. No good. And everybody's on the floor fighting for another rebound. Another jump ball. And this time the arrow points the way of Wood River. 1:40 remaining before halftime. It's all Eagles, 28-4. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Kearney Catholic won earlier tonight, 51-31 over Minden. Lure in the corner, gets it down low, and tried to get a shot away, but trapped under there is Mackenzie Peters that has to kick it out, and Codner hits a 16-footer. Bailey with her first bucket. Peters was able to not walk once she got behind the bucket, and you don't see that very often. Usually guys, gals at the high school level panic, and the basketball gets turned over, but not there. Gibbon to the high post, turnaround jumper. Codner got a hand on the attempt of Watkins-Meyer. Watkins-Meyer takes it over to Gomez on the right wing. Wood River's defense just getting more risky and risky with the amount of pressure they're putting on as Watkins-Meyer puts up the jumper from 14. It's no good. Lure will pull down the rebound. Up ahead, they'll go to Polk. 45 seconds to go in the half. Up top to Codner. It will be Kylie over to Bailey. Bailey, bounce pass over to Polk. Nobody on her. She dribbles into the defense. Then it's going to be poked away from behind as Rockefeller came in there. Other basketball action going on tonight that we will talk about at the half. The big one between Pleasanton and Elm Creek. And Pleasanton is able to eke it out 51-49. So Elm Creek season, despite being rated earlier this year, is over. And Ansley Litchfield and Overton are both state rated, are going to play the next game tonight at Kearney Catholic. Here's a turnover by the Eagles. 22 seconds to go before halftime here for Gibbon. Just trying to score in the second quarter, but they throw it away. And just not a whole lot of reaction from the Gibbon bench. They're just kind of letting it play out here as Boucher's back in here for Coach Smith. 15 seconds to go before halftime. 30-4, Wood River. And walking the ball up the floor is going to be Kylie Codner. Coach Smith just wants maybe one more chance here with 10. Polk over to Boucher. 5 seconds to Codner. Codner dribbles in. Free throw line jumper on the way. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. With your score, the Wood River Lady Eagles 30, the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes 4. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Aurora Cooperative, we know that service matters, and that is why our fuel, propane, and lubricant salespeople and drivers take great pride in delivering the best overall customer experience to you. Our sales and service employees care about what they do, and more importantly, how they provide that service to you, because that is what matters. So whether you're in town, at the pump, or on the farm, Aurora Cooperative's full-service energy team is ready to meet all of your fuel, propane, and bulk oil needs. Contact us today so that you can experience how Aurora Cooperative's sales and service energy team is different. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with five satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializing in you.
And welcome back to Holdridge. A big thank you to Athletic Director Scott Shoneman and the crew here for their hospitality. We are at halftime of our second C-110 girls sub-district semifinal, and it is all Wood River in a surprising score, leading Gibbon 30-4. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. A score from Kearney Catholic: Pleasanton 51, Elm Creek 49, the final tonight. And here in our early game, it was Kearney Catholic defeating Minden 51-31 in a game that for a while I said was very similar to this game until about the last 4 minutes, because Minden just couldn't make a three and Kearney Catholic wasn't exactly perfect. They had a few turnovers and didn't do a whole lot in the half court, but then in the second half they took it from 26-10 out to 45-17 and cruised home from there. Coach Rick Petrie kind enough to stick with us and chat a little bit here at the half. And Coach, I guess first off, the district just has a different feeling. We've talked about it from day one of this season. We joked before the game, it wasn't that long ago, that they were standing down the bottom of the street waiting to get in for Minden Kearney Catholic. They didn't have to do that today.
No, they certainly didn't. But, yeah, it's changed a little bit. You know, talent level's down a little bit. But, you know, our kids are working hard, and you know, we did a lot of nice things defensively. Offensively, at times we struggled.
Your bread and butter kind of worked tonight, that curl screen, that drive down either side of the lane, left hand, right hand, and Misek and Schmaderer, they can do a lot of things like that. They weren't all necessarily transition buckets, but they did score on some of those offensive sets.
They did, and we're trying to spread things out and drive to the basket when we can and do those sorts of things. We didn't shoot the ball from the outside particularly well, and you know, sometimes you got to take what you can get.
Hadn't seen you in a while. Of course, Randy had you for the Arcadia Loop City game last week, and you just hadn't played a lot of basketball since the conference tournament. What did you try to accomplish in practice?
Well, you know, we knew that they'd throw a couple different defenses at us, and so we worked really hard on that. And, you know, and we'll turn around tomorrow and work on some of the stuff against, you know, Wood River zone.
Wood River, and I know we're already kind of passing on the game tonight, but the Wood River game was probably shocking to everybody in the gym that night. They had gotten off to such a good start, and you flat out took them out of their game in the first quarter with the zone press, with the steals, got up something like 20-4, and you cruised to a 61-28 victory. And really, neither one of you guys have had many games like that where you went out and blew somebody out that had a winning record, and Wood River really hasn't been rolled like that all year outside of that game.
No, I think a couple factors played into it that night. You know, they have a couple freshman guards who really struggled against our press the first time around. And I think as the season's gone along, they've grown up a ton. And, you know, they're doing a great job tonight. And I think that when you first kind of meet Ashlyn and Annie at the top of the press, it sometimes can be a little bit frustrating. And so I think they got frustrated and made some probably uncharacteristic turnovers, and we took advantage of them that night. And you know, continued to pressure him. And that's just one of those nights that happens once in a while.
I know you're not a big speech guy. Did you give the girls any final words when you met in the locker room after the game tonight?
Not really. You know, one down and you know, it's a game at a time right now. And, you know, that's how you got to play it. And hopefully that they'll be ready to go on Thursday.
One player that has emerged for you and has gotten more playing time as the year has moved along, and we like to have fun with their entire family, but Bok 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 has been doing pretty good for you.
Yeah, she's you know, slowly gotten into the mix. She can shoot the ball a little bit. She struggled at times from the outside, but, you know, she's pretty smart in what she does, and she's given us some rebounding at times, and does a great job.
When you play Wood River on Thursday night, you didn't have to really concern yourself with Bailey Lure the first time you played. But when they get into the half court, the freshman can shoot the three. You kind of dared Minden to do that tonight. But how can you match up with Lure, because now you don't have Shoemaker, which you had the first time?
Yeah, and we did. And she did a good job. The nice thing about her is she is quick enough to get around Lure in our zone sometimes. And we're going to have to be really work on that and not let her post up, because they like to set her down on either side of the block and post her up a lot, even against the zone.
Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie, they won it 51-31 tonight. Coach, good luck on Thursday. I'll be down watching the wrestlers, but as always, I'll be listening while we're watching wrestling.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
You bet. Rick Petrie joins us here at half, 30-4. Wood River, we'll give you the numbers in a moment.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
All right, let's take a look at the first half stats. First off, for Gibbon, unfortunately just not a lot. Miranda Smith, 2 points and a block. Cheyenne Ellis, 2 points and a rebound. Ariel Gomez, Brianna Cranow, Morgan Watkins-Meyer have a rebound. Parker Kenton has a block. 4 points, 4 rebounds. They've not attempted a free throw. 0 of 9 from three-point land. 2 blocks, 12 turnovers. For Wood River, Cindy Huxtable a rebound, Ainsley Stewart 4 points, 2 rebounds, Jocelyn Rauert 2 points, 2 rebounds, Boston Boucher 6 points, 3 rebounds, Kiernan Polk has 2 3-pointers, 6 points and 2 rebounds, Kylie Codner a rebound, Bailey Codner 2 points and a rebound, Mackenzie Peters 4 points, 2 rebounds, Ellie Lure 6 points, 3 rebounds and a block, 30 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block shot. Wood River does have 14 turnovers, which is actually more than Gibbon, but they have controlled this basketball game 30-4. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the second half after this.
Just like your car, your home's mechanical system needs a periodic wellness check too. Get this scheduled today by calling Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. An annual service agreement will entitle you to a complete heating and cooling system check, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kelly and the crew take great pride in the work they do and catching problems before they happen, so you can stay comfortable all season long. Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or go to AndersonBros.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also
located in Sutton.
Our Seeds of Success are brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches or Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service delivering success. Gibbon will get the ball, go right to the inside. The short jumper by Kroll bounces off the heel, no good. And the rebound brought down by Mackenzie Peters. And that is the Seeds of Success. Does Gibbon call it a year, or do they come out and play hard? They played hard in the first half. Just nothing went their way. Now Lure on the inside tries to get it to Peters, and the ball knocked away. On the other side for Wood River, do they try to get this to a 40-point lead and put it away? Or do they just kind of come out and go through the motions of this second half? With it is Ellis. Bounce pass out for a three-pointer. Snell, finally, one falls. Ellie Snell getting her first bucket of the ball game. And I think Gibbon has a chance to at least get back, not in the game, but get this game a little bit closer. Boucher, bounce pass down to Peters, stepping in front and making the steal is Cheyenne Ellis. Back-to-back turnovers, Wood River, then stolen away Condor, and she gets tripped going in. So, foul on the other end. We'll go against Cheyenne Ellis. That is her second, and it will be Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Wood River's going to have to continue to play. I'm not going to say play extremely hard, but play smart into Falk. She'll put up a three-pointer from the corner. It's over everything. The rebound brought down here by Gibbon, and into the front court with it will be Snell. Ellie with her first board back out between the circles to Smith. Lobs it over the left wing to Kenton. Kenton down to the baseline. The jumper is on the way. No good by Kroll. Rebound grabbed by Kylie Condor. And she'll bring it up the floor here. 90 seconds into the third quarter of play, and we've got a three-point bucket by Gibbon, our only points. Wood River on the right wing. They've turned it over twice already. Kiernan Polk with it, reaching in, trying to poke it away as Snell. She gets it back up top to Condor on the ball screen. Lure posting up. She's got position down low on Kenton. They try to double her, but it's too late, and Ellie spins it off the glass with the right hand and good. If the help gets there too late, Lure's going to do that a majority of the time. And 8 points now for Lure on this balanced attack for the Eagles. They've had seven players score in this game. Nobody's in double figures. There's a beautiful bounce pass inside and a foul that will send Crow to the line on a nice pass from Cheyenne Ellis. And Sydney will go to the line for the first free throw attempt of the night here for the Buffaloes. The foul on Lure will be her second. And let's see what Kroll can do. First free throw rattles in and out. No good. Let's get you an update from Lincoln. The Huskers and Maryland men and Nebraska with a good second half. They're up 63-56 with 5:15 to go. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound, Ellis put it up, no good. Still fight for it. Players are on the ground, and we are going to get a travel. Wood River falling down. Peters trying to get the basketball. Again, Nebraska 63, Maryland 56, 5:15 to go in the game on the Breeze, 94.5. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in, Kenton. Goes up top, open three. Miranda Smith, that's off the heel, no good. Long rebound is grabbed there by Kiernan Polk, and here comes Wood River. Hands it off to Condor, hustles up the right side. Slowing her down is Ellie Snell. Condor keeps it, moves to the top of the circle, then gives it to Polk. Back door open, but they overshot Peters. Oh, McKenzie was wide open. And we're going to get a timeout here from Coach Smith. He didn't like these turnovers. They are not playing as good as they did in the first half, so he's going to set them down with 5:39 to go in the third quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. It's Wood River 32, Gibbon 7.
5 years ago, we brought our bank to Kearney, and wow, what a great time we've had. This is James Friesen, branch manager of Town & Country Bank in Kearney. We are deeply grateful for the opportunity to be a true community bank in this fantastic community. Your response has been awesome. So awesome that we needed more space. As we speak, we're putting finishing touches on our new building at 60th and 2nd Avenue. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to grow here. Town & Country Bank is committed to serving you from any of our four branches in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Member FDIC.
Back to Holdridge here in the Kearney Towing Repair broadcast booth. It'll be Gibbon basketball out of the Wood River turn. Timeout. Cheyenne Ellis turns, shoots, no good. Offensive rebound put back up Snell. No, second time, no. Peters is able to grab it out of there. So even when they are getting a couple of offensive boards, they have not been able to get any offensive putbacks. 32-7 Wood River, 5:15 to go, third quarter. Right elbow Polk on the backside. Condor's wide open. She'll drive in with the left hand and score. First bucket of the ball game for Kylie Condor. Eight different Eagles have scored. Of course, Coach Smith played 10 different girls just in the first quarter. Kenton pulls up with the dribble on the left wing. Back to the trailer, back to Kenton for the three. It's good. Parker Kenton hits the second three-pointer of the quarter here for Gibbon, and they're into double digits, 34-10, 4:45 to go third quarter. Trying to find Lure, but Kenton steps in, knocks it away. Another Wood River turnover. That's 18 in the game. They're up by 24, and they have 18 turnovers. You figure it out, because I can't. Skip pass over to Kenton. Covered that time by Lure. Now steps away as she backs up. 12-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down and put back up and in by Lily Snell. See, Gibbon, they want to play. They just had a horrible first half offensively. Polk over to Poucher. Peters posting up, back over to Polk. Condor up top, trying to pressure that ball. A 3-2 zone look. And call it a man, but it's more of a matchup zone right here as they let him float around. High post, Peters looking for a back cut. She saw the official and threw it to him. It's deflected off of a Gibbon Buffalo and out of bounds, though, so a break for Wood River. Coming in, Rockefeller and Bailey for Gibbon, and for Wood River, it's going to be Stewart and Rauert. 3:58 to go third quarter, 34-12, Wood River. The winner gets Kearney Catholic Thursday night at 7 here in Holdridge, and we'll have it here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock. With it is Boucher, being tightly contested and guarded by Smith. Lob it inside. There's Rauert. Turnaround jumper too strong. Peters gets the rebound, and McKenzie puts it back up and in. 6 points, 5 rebounds for Mackenzie Peters. She knows how to find some room in that post. Pull-up jumper for three in transition. Ellie Snell. 8 points in the quarter for Snell. The whole team had four in the first half. When it's coming, it's coming. And when it's cold, it's, well, the first half. Peters down low again. Got hammered as she took it up. They tried to double down on her. And I think Bailey Rockefeller is the one that they, well, no, they're not going to. Bailey from the backside and Bree Bailey on the front, and they're going to give it to Bree Bailey, her first, and coming back in will be Sydney Kroll, but first a free throw here for Mackenzie Peters. Her first trip to the line, and Peters will put the free throw up and in. 37-15 in favor of the Eagles. Just cruising home here to what should be an easy victory. Second free throw, good. Four in the quarter, eight in the game for Mackenzie Peters. 38-15. Eagles with the lead. Giving up the floor, Rockefeller. Swings it all the way to the right side. Snell looking inside. It's covered. Back over for a three. Rockefeller lets it fly. This one is no good. Offensive rebound, Snell, and she's fouled on the putback. And this is another thing that Coach Smith doesn't want to see. Don't commit a lot of fouls. They had more fouls in the first half. And that is the third foul of the game on Kylie Condor. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Snell. Snell makes this one. She'll have 10 points in this quarter. Second free throw now for Ellie Snell, the team's leading scorer. Not just tonight, but throughout the season. It's no good. Two Wood River Eagles collide trying to save the basketball, and it bounces into the hands of Polk. Carried into the front court over on the right wing, gets it to Stewart. Ainsley, double team, back out to Polk. High post to Rauert on the right elbow, spins with the left hand, dribble to the left elbow, and gives it off there to Sydney Huxtable. Back into Rauert, tried to knock it away, Snell, and eventually it is picked off by Kroll. Five turnovers in the quarter for Wood River. Up ahead to Smith, Miranda right baseline, inside, Bree Bailey, 8-footer, and it's in. Well, if Gibbon had a little of this in the first half, we would have had ourselves a ball game. And another timeout going to be called here by Wood River. And this one is going to be a full-length 60-seconder brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. 2:33 remains in the third quarter of play. It is Wood River 38 and Gibbon 18.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. The Clipper is happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio You can also read about this event and all other accomplishments on our Gibbon, Wood River, Shelton, and Centura students in the Clipper. We are proud of our schools and help celebrate success in the pages of the Clipper every week. Subscribe to the Clipper today. Visit clipperpubco.com for more information. Like, follow, and share us on Facebook. We give away free picture downloads from our weekly picture gallery. Our towns, our people. The Clipper.
With our producer, engineer Grace Clark, Doug Luda back with you here at Holdridge in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth out of the Eagle timeout. They're being outplayed here in this third quarter, but they get it down low on the inbounds pass. They'll find Lure. They go to the money play, and Ellie lays it up and in. She's got 10 points. 40-18 as Wood River has been outscored 14-10 here in the quarter. Again, yes, it was 30-4 at halftime. So still a 22-point lead for Wood River, giving one a basketball. Rockefeller bounces it into Bailey, steps through, gets it outside to Snell, can't get the three away. Wood River picking up the defensive intensity, more of like what we saw in the first half. Three-pointer comes up short that time for Snell, and Ellie Luer will get the rebound. Gibbon 3 of 6 from three-point land in the quarter after going 0 of 9 in the first half. Polk underneath, there she is again. Luer draws the single defender, wraparound pass to Peters, lays it up and in. Lure could have forced it there against Bailey, but she knew she had a two-on-one and makes the wraparound to Peters. Six of the quarter, 10 of the game for Peters. Lure also with 10, 42-18, and then Gibbon throws it away. So out of that timeout, a 4-0 run and a chance for more here as Parker Kenton will check in. And Gibbon coach Martinson making a couple of subs. 90 seconds to go here in the third. 42-18 Wood River. Polk brings it up, draws the double team, kicks it into the corner. 15-footer by Stewart is no good. Rebound all the way out to the top of the key. Kroll got it on the run, just keeps on going and gets fouled as she takes it to the hoop. One of those rare long rebounds where when you get it, you're already sprinting towards your bucket. And the foul is on Polk. That'll be her first. And at the line to shoot two will be Sydney Kroll, looking for her first points of the evening. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. 42-19. Ellis comes back in for Gibbon, and Rockefeller out. Second free throw now for Kroll on the way, but that is no good. Rebound gets batted around, and Ellis gets it, puts it back up. It's no good, but she had two players kind of hanging on her, and Lure will grab her fifth rebound. Long outlet pass. They found the outlet to Stewart, but she didn't want it to Huxtable. Little triangle, try to get it inside to Stewart, and reaching over the top to commit the foul is going to be Cheyenne Ellis, and that will be her third. Just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Back in will be Rauert for Wood River. 42-19 in favor of the Eagles. But again, they've been outscored 15-10 in the quarter. Looking for another bucket underneath their own hoop. They'll go backside to Stewart, up top to Huxtable, lob it over to Polk. Trying to get Rauert open, skip pass right baseline. It'll be Stewart. Now they reverse it down to Rauert. Good ball movement here by the Eagles, just not looking to take a shot. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Up top, Huxtable, over to Polk. She's got an open three and got it. The third three of the ball game for Kiernan Polk. She's the only Eagle to make a three. She's got one in each quarter, and now it's 45-19 with 30 seconds to go in the third. Off the dribble drive all the way to the rack, laying it up and in is Miranda Smith for her second bucket of the ball game. She was even able to fend off the last second attempt at a block shot there by Lure. Now Lure at the other end wants to get it back. She's doubled, kicks it into the corner. Huxtable will try a three. It's good. Sydney Huxtable with her first bucket of the ball game. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Midcourt Smith with four. Lobs it down into the corner. Kroll doesn't know how much time is left and will not get a shot away. And after three quarters of play in the girls C-110 sub-district semifinal, it is the Wood River Eagles 48 and the Gibbon Lady Buffs 21 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance.
Where else can you get so much great food for an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they have prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there. Like their famous prime rib. It's the best prime rib west of Wall Street, and it's right in your backyard. And what about their huge, jumbo, hand-breaded shrimp? The freshest salad and fruit bars around. Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be part of great family, food, and tradition.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
High school postseason basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Doug Duda with you here at Holdridge as Wood River will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Just playing out these final 8 minutes, they dominated the first half. Our third quarter did have plenty of action, so that was fun as it was 18 points for Wood River and 17 for Gibbon, but it's 48-21 Wood River on top here. Gibbon comes out, plays a tight man-to-man. They get it down to Rauert. Rauert up and underneath. Kenton puts it up and in. Ellie Luer with a dozen points now to game. 10 for Mackenzie Peters. 9 for Kieran Polk on three threes. Elizabeth Snell, all the ways you want to call her. Sorry, Ellie. She's got 9 points, and they were all in that quarter. In the corner with it is Miranda Smith. Tipped, uses her dribble, brings it into the paint, left hand. Scoop shot is no good, deflected into the hands of Ellis. Ellis will put it back up with the right hand and score. Second bucket for Cheyenne Ellis. They try to put some pressure on just to continue the pace of this game, 50-23. Polk brings it into the front court. Codner between the circles. She'll hold the ball. One thing that nobody wants to see is a bunch of fouls here in the fourth quarter, but Gibbon is just coming up and poking at it, and you know that's what's going to happen. That was why I was telling you it. Gibbon might foul 20 times here in this quarter the way they were putting that defense on. Ellie Snell with her first foul. They haven't committed a whole lot of fouls in this game. That is still only the fourth foul of the half. Inbounds comes to Sydney Huxtable. Huxtable on the crossover and another foul. That's going to be on Miranda Smith, her first. And Eagles will take it now on the other side in front of their bench. Took it out on the far side last time. Inbounds pass. They find Polk. She comes to the baseline. Off the screen. Lays it up and in. That's a beautiful inbound sideline play there. And 11 points now for Karen and Polk. 52-23. Wood River 6:40 to go in the game. They get it to Kroll in the paint. Gets squared up. Can't get the shot away. Good defense there by Kylie Conner. Out for a three. Snell comes up short that time. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Wood River. Gibbon was 3 of 6 last quarter from three-point land. They're 3 of 16 for the game. Peters and Boucher come back into the ball game here for the Eagles and Huxtable. And Rauert will check out. Kenton to throw it in from the baseline here for the Buffaloes. Last option actually hit the net on the way in, but got it out there to Smith. To Snell, long three, and that's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound number 6 for Ellie Luer. Up ahead, she'll find Polk and into the front court, a three-on-three. Kiernan just going to slowly bring it to Boucher. Then Peters is open underneath. Good one-hand catch up and in on the assist from Boucher. And Peters now also a dozen points in the game. 54-23, Wood River, 6 minutes to go. Trying to force it. Smith brings it all the way in. Scoop shot right hand up and in. And it's 54-25. Wood River just seeing Gibbon become a lot more aggressive here in the second half. Kind of like the way they played. Nothing to lose. Down to Peters at the other end. She'll put another one up and in. A lot of post buckets now in this second half for Wood River. Peters and Luer have done a good job getting down on the block and getting some shots. Smith into the front court to Kenton. Looked at the three, covered. Brings it in on Codner. Got tripped. Throws it up. No good. Are they going to get a walk? Are they going to get a foul? They're going to get a trip foul on Wood River. It's going to be on Kylie Conner, and that's actually her fourth personal foul. And now 5 back into the ball game here for Gibbon. Morgan Watkins-Meyer, Bailey Rockefeller, Bree Bailey, Brianna Cranow, and also Gomez. We saw this switch in the first half. They'll lob it up top to Rockefeller. It's over her head and out of bounds. So Gibbons' first turnover here in the fourth quarter. They have 15 in the game. Wood River actually has 19 in the game. You're listening to high school basketball, the C-110 girls sub-district semifinals from Holdridge on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Condor with the basketball. They went for the steal, and then when they didn't get it, Rockefeller fouls her from behind. Second foul on Bailey, and two free throws coming up for Kylie Codner. First free throw, no good. Again earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic, an easy winner over Minden by a score of 51-31 in a game that they were up by as many as 28 in the second half. Second free throw, no good. Connor couldn't get either one. Bailey Rockefeller will get the rebound, hustles it into the front court, swings it on the left wing to Gomez. Gomez looking inside, nothing there. Back out top, Rockefeller. Couple of dribbles, trying to work now on Abby Philamy, who's checked in. Lob it down to the low block. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover here for Gibbon. So Philamy snuck in there. 5 minutes to go. Other games tonight. Blue Hill beats Shelton. Central Catholic beats Central City 58-41. St. Cecilia beats Sandy Creek, but only 37-28 tonight. Ward over Boone Central Newman Grove 57-24, and Riverside over SEM as they get the ball inside. And Luer with another easy right-hand layup, 58-25. Pull-up jumper by Bree Bailey. She'll hit a 12-footer. Her second bucket, 58-27. When we are all done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews. Peters wide open underneath again, gets the entry pass from Codner, and she'll score. So it's Peters on one side, and it is Luer on the other. And Wood River has put up 60 points so far tonight. We still have 4:15 to go. Bailey up top, Rockefeller to the free throw line. Her jumper's no good. Boucher will grab the rebound and will slow it down, doesn't have numbers. Brings it down the middle of the floor across the big purple H here on the Holdridge Duster floor, which goes with the purple eagle design. Pass deflected, but still grabbed there by Filmily. And Abby trying to look to the right corner, ended up walking with the basketball. First turnover of the quarter, 20th of the game. And we've got more faces coming in. For Gibbon, Jade Bentley comes in. Claire Key is in. Yada Castaneda is checking in, and Kaylee Palmieri is checking in. So basically everybody that's suited up has now been in the game for Gibbon coach Jim Martinson, the longtime coach, not just of Gibbon girls, but before that, Gibbon will turn it over here with the fresh faces in there. Wood River brings it up to Boucher. Boucher on the right wing. Lobs it down to the low block to Filmaline. Looking for some room as Abby kicks it back out to Boucher. Back into Abby. Being defended down low by Castaneda. And the ball eventually goes out of bounds off of Wood River. And now the Eagles will be bringing in Lauren Thorpe along with Sage Gideon. Checking into the basketball game. And Jonah Willoughby. So kind of the same story we've seen just about everybody. I think Wood River might have another player or two that they want to bring in. 3:20 to go in the game. All Eagles, and it has been all night long. 60-27. Top of the key with it, Rockefeller comes down the paint, tries the shot. It comes up short. Might have been tipped there by the Eagles. And coming away with the basketball will be Lauren Thorpe. Up ahead, the ball's knocked away by Jade Bentley, and she will get the steal here for Gibbon. Final 3 minutes of the season for the Buffaloes. Wood River will advance on to play at 7 o'clock Thursday night against Kearney Catholic, who really thumped them earlier this year, 61-28, but that was just an abnormal game. Of course, so was this one tonight, I guess, so how do you view it? Claire Key looking for the ball. Instead, they'll kick it out. Rockefeller, she's going to try a three-pointer. It's no good. Offensive rebound thrown back up. No good. And it looks like a foul is going to be called here on the Eagles that will send Kaylee Palmieri to the line to shoot two free throws, a chance to get into the scorebook here. The foul, the first of the game on Abby Filmily. And the first free throw is up, and it is in. So Palmieri gets in the scorebook here on the final game of the year for Gibbon. Second free throw on the way, and that one hit the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Jocelyn Rauert. Rauert will clear it out of the right wing. Bring it across the timeline will be Sage Gideon. Gideon needs some help. Ball knocked away, and Gibbon couldn't get out of there with it cleanly. It'll stay with Wood River at midcourt. Checking back in, Bailey Codner. for Rauer. 2:32 remaining, 60-28 in favor of Wood River. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Alda, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grace Clark, glad you were with us tonight. Neither game was really competitive in the second half score-wise, but at least it was a little bit entertaining for both of the teams that were down in Minden and Gibbon. They got their offense going, and now tripping, a foul going to be called on Bailey Rockefeller as Sage or Jonah Willoughby just kind of tripped over her foot, and that will put them in the 1-1. So Willoughby to the line now. Shoot the front of the 1-1 with 2:11 to go. Takes a dribble, eyes the front of the rim, and nails it. So Willoughby in the scorebook. Wood River might end up with double-digit players scoring tonight. Second free throw off the front of the rim. No good. And Rockefeller will run it down. Buffaloes will get it over to Palmieri. Back to Rockefeller. 2 minutes to go. New West postgame show coming up. Castaneda back up top. Palmieri back to Castaneda. She'll try a three, and it's good. Three-point bucket for Castaneda. Nice to see that. So Yahana, the freshman, nailing it, 61-31. Wide open at the other end. Wood River tries to counter with a three. It hits the rim and then goes over the backboard for Sage Gideon. And back over to the Buffaloes. Update from Lincoln. Let's take a look at what's going on with the Big Red trying to pick up another win, and it's tightened up. They're down to the last possession of the game, and the Huskers are only up three, 68-65 over Maryland with 2 seconds to go. So Maryland needs a miracle, or a mini one anyway. Foul going to be called here on Gideon for Wood River, just the sixth team foul, so we'll throw it in with 90 seconds to go here for the Buffaloes. Rockefeller in the left-hand corner. Trying to dribble away from Connor, skips it over to Bentley. Bentley gets a 12-foot jumper up and in. Well, the youngsters are also coming in here for Gibbon and hitting some open shots. 61-33, Wood River, 1:15 to go. Connor just trying to walk it up the floor. Wood River really doesn't want to add a whole lot more here. They just want that clock to run. Back up top, though, get it to Gideon. Sage dribbles to the left wing, gives it off to her teammate down there in Willoughby. Tries the entry pass, knocked away. Thorpe got it back. Reverse it up to Palmieri. She'll come in right side, draw the foul. Had to call that one. And Abby Filmily will go to the line and shoot two. Foul on Castaneda. That'll be her first. 55 seconds remaining. And Filmily trying to get in the scorebook. Puts it up, and it's spun out. No good. So Filmily gets one more chance. Already 10 Eagles have scored, trying to be number 11, and she is. Filmily gets into the scorebook, 62-33 in favor of Wood River. 50 seconds to go in our game. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and follow a lot of these squads from around the local listening area, wherever we're at. Don't forget, we will be back here Thursday for the Wood River Kearney Catholic Final, and I'll be in Omaha for state wrestling all week. Here's a three-pointer on the way that is no good by Bentley, trying to get her own rebound. It's being tapped around, and it ends up in the hands of Willoughby. 25 seconds to go. Codner with it. Just trying to dribble out the clock. 20 seconds to go. Into the front court, they'll go to Gideon. Bounce pass into the paint. They'll go to Thorpe. Out of the wing. Down to 10 seconds to go. And we get a walk. Wood River actually did take a little bit better care of the ball here in the second half. And even with these second and third teamers in there, not bad. 10 seconds to go. Gibbons got a chance to get one more shot up. Bentley into the front court. Looks over to Claire Key. Gives it back over to Rockefeller. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The ball knocked away. Key picks it up, and that's the end of the ball game. The final score, the Wood River Lady Eagles 62 and the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes 33. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, score updates. Keep it here on KKPR-FM.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Clipper is happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. You can also read about this event and all other accomplishments on our Gibbon, Wood River, Shelton, and Centura students in the Clipper. We are proud of our schools and help celebrate success in the pages of the Clipper every week. Subscribe to the Clipper today. Visit clipperpubco.com for more information. Like, follow, and share us on Facebook. We give away free picture downloads from our weekly picture gallery. Our towns, our people. The Clipper.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to Holdridge. Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today, 62-33 in favor of the Wood River Lady Eagles to improve to 14-9. Gibbon will end the season with a record of 10-11. Gibbon was above 500 most of the season, but they dropped five of their last six games to see the season come to an end here tonight. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, who played much better in the second half, but being down 30-4, you had to play better in the second half, right? And Jade Bentley, 2 points and a rebound. Bailey Rockefeller, 2 rebounds. Yada Castaneda hit a three-point bucket there in the fourth quarter. Kaylee Palmieri, 1.1 rebound. Ariel Gomez, a rebound. Ellie Snell ends up being the leading scorer with 9 points. Those were all in the third quarter. She had 5 rebounds. Miranda Smith, 6 points and a block shot. Cheyenne Ellis, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Bree Bailey, 4 points. Brianna Cranow, 1 rebound. Parker Kenton had a three-point bucket and a block shot. Morgan Watkins-Meyer, a rebound. And Sydney Kroll, 1 point, 1 rebound. 4 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. All the free throws were in the second half where they were 3 of 6. 3-point shooting for Gibbon, 0 of 9 in the first half, 4 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, but I had them for only 5 in the second half. As we said, two totally different halves. Had Gibbon been able to string those two halves together, we would have had a ball game tonight, but it just wasn't meant to be. 33 points, 17 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 4 of 20 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, 17 turnovers. Gibbon ends the season at 10-12. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers for Wood River and catch up with Coach Phil Smith right after this on the New West postgame show.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Let's take a look now at the final numbers we had for the Wood River Eagles here tonight, and then we'll talk with Coach Phil Smith, who's making his way up. The Eagles had a total of 11 players score, 3 of them in double figures. Lauren Thorpe, 1 rebound. Sydney Huxtable hit a 3-point bucket, 1 rebound. Ainsley Stewart, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jocelyn Rauert, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Boston Boucher had 6 points and 4 rebounds. Kiernan Polk had 11 points in the basketball game here this evening. She hit 3 threes. in the contest for Wood River. She also had 4 rebounds. Kylie Codner, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Bailey Codner, 2 points and a rebound. Jonah Willoughby, 1 point, 1 rebound. Mackenzie Peters ends up being the leading scorer tonight with 16 points, 5 rebounds. Abby Filmily, 1 point. And Ellie Lure, 14 points, 6 rebounds and a block. 17 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in each half. Turnovers, 14 in the first half, whittled it down to 9 in the second half, which is probably still too many, Coach Smith will say, but when you had 14 in the first half, 9 just sounds better. 30 points at halftime, 32 more in the second half, 62 points, 30 rebounds, 6 of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block, 23 turnovers, but Wood River improves to 14-9 and advances on with a 62-33 win over Given. They'll play Kearney Catholic Thursday night at 7 here on Classic Hits from Holdridge, and Coach Phil Smith joins us. And Coach, I think everybody is probably a little shocked at the way this played out. Played well in the first half, but you weren't number one in the whole world playing well.
Right.
Gibbon just couldn't buy a bucket, and your girls sensed that, and then the defense just got tougher and tougher.
Agreed. Yeah. Our defense did a really nice job of being one and done, and we kind of made them feel a little bit uncomfortable. And they missed shots, and we took advantage of it. So
your guards were able to get out and do some things for you early on, and then in the second half, Peters on one side, Lure on the other. That was really a good 1-2 punch for you tonight.
Right. Yeah, they single coverage them, so any team that they try doing that on, we know right away we want to get it inside and let them work, and McKenzie and Elle do a really nice job. So
how did you feel the team was coming into tonight? I mean, it had been a little up, a little 500 over the last 6 games, so what was the sense of your team coming into tonight?
We were a little anxious. We had a lot of freshmen and, junior people that, hadn't played really in a sub-district game, and, they were just a little anxious, but, I thought they responded really well and came out with a lot of intensity, especially in the first quarter.
I mentioned this, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, but we know for 10 years it's been Kearney Catholic and Minden. Wood River and Gibbon or Holdridge or Broken Bow or whoever's been in here really isn't going to be a favorite. Did you feel that things were different coming into this than it has been the last few seasons?
Right, yeah, totally different. And, we just had a really good team bond all together, and, we felt like we were going in the right direction. We had a couple of losses here and there, but, it was opportunities that we had to maybe win a game, and, we learned from it, and, hopefully that's going to teach us something, okay, and help us really go into February, go deep into it. So
we're talking with Wood River coach Phil Smith after the win tonight. The good thing is you played so well in the first half. You had a 26-point lead.
Right.
You knew it was going to be tough in the second half to keep that kind of intensity.
Right.
And Gibbon came out. They could have done one or two things, but they came out to play. They played hard in the first half. It just didn't happen. They played hard in the second half, and it did happen a little bit better for them, more like the first time you guys played.
Right. They had a lot of offensive rebounds that second half, and, they wanted it. They came out with great intensity, and, they have 8 or 9 seniors. I can't remember what it is. They wanted to come out and really play their heart out. And so that's more what we were expecting pretty much all 4 quarters, too. So
we look ahead towards Thursday night. Record-wise, you guys are right there with Kearney Catholic. Mm-hmm. We know what happened the first time.
Right.
People are still probably scratching their head a little bit. Coach Petrie said, you say your freshman guards maybe hadn't quite seen what they were still able to put against you.
Right.
What do you think will be different this time around? Is it just that, or are there some other things?
I think, too, defensively, I think we've gotten a lot better. And, the first time we played them, they could have done whatever they wanted. They sliced and diced and made lots of easy shots. And so we just got to do a better job of contesting things, not making things easy, and then taking care of the ball because, everybody knows their full court press is tough, and you just got to be able to handle it and be mentally prepared to have a couple turnovers, but you can't let that define you and have them turn 2 to 6 to 10.
It would seem like you would have an advantage down in the post. We didn't get to see that the first game because of the way the pace of the game was.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to be able to play a half-court game with them. We want to be able to get past half-court, slow it down, get a good look inside, and be able to take advantage of McKenzie and Ellie down low.
11 different players scored, but that wasn't necessarily because it was a 30-point game. You played about 10 kids in the first quarter, and you had, I think, 7 or 8 kids score in the first half.
Right, yeah, we had kids stepping up and making shots, and, it was fun. People were open, so they took the right shot, and we really instilled to them now because we offensive rebound as well as we do. We have to take open shots, otherwise people aren't going to guard us.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get out of here and see you back here on Thursday.
All
congratulations.
Right, thank you so much, Doug.
Wood River on to the sub-district final where they will be taking on Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock Thursday night, 62-33 over Gibbon, and we'll wrap it up after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The Nebraska men's basketball team get win number 20 tonight. They keep working on that NCAA resume. Usually 20 wins in a Power 5 is automatic, but this year, I guess, for some reason, it's not. But they beat Maryland 70-66. The Huskers, a winner over Maryland tonight, 70-66. Now they will go on the road for their next game, taking on Illinois. Some other girls' scores from around the area tonight. Again, our second game is going to be done before most second games around the area. The big game, Pleasanton 51, Elm Creek 49 in the D110 over at Kearney Catholic. Axtell beats Loomis 44-36. Blue Hill takes care of Shelton. On the other side of this district, Grand Island Central Catholic, the top seed, beat Central City 58-41. St. Cecilia over Sandy Creek 37-28 tonight. Ord beat Boone Central Newman Grove 57-24. Riverside over SEM 59-28. Wilcox Hildreth edges Elwood 46-43. So right now on 1230 KHS, Hastings and McCook wrapping up, and then on Thursday it will be Wood River and Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits, and the Hastings St. Cecilia will take on whoever wins the second half of that bracket on 1230 AM KHAS. Friday night, the Kearney Catholic Adams Central boys game on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Friday night here on Classic Hits, live coverage of the state wrestling semifinals. Larry Baker, Frank Cuchero will join me. Our basketball coverage tonight brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. So plenty of action the remainder of the week, and boys sub-districts will be back here again next week as well. The early game will be Minden-Gibbon. The second game next Tuesday will be Kearney Catholic and Wood River. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Game 1, 51-31, Kearney Catholic over Minden. Game 2, Wood River 62 and Gibbon 33. For our producer engineer Grace Clark, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening. Good night, everyone, from Holdridge.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.